I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And we've got a new show for you today. Trying to keep the shows coming a little more often these days. But we'll see how that goes. I trust we'll get it done. Alrighty, we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, indeed. Listen, if you are looking for the home site of our show, it is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. You can always come there and visit me at my home. We have our three cameras set up going now, and I have all three cameras in place from all angles. You can cover me from all angles. They're watching me from everywhere. Anyway, got some good stuff for you today. Listen, right here at the top of the program, I want to tell you that you should subscribe. You should subscribe to our YouTube channel. And you should subscribe to our Rumble channel. That's hard to say. Subscribe. There you go. Can always sing it like the J.G. Wentworth tune. We have a great show and you need to subscribe now. Yes. Well, anyway. So do so. Just go over to our little dinger here. You'll see it on YouTube. Probably right down here at the bottom. A little red button. Click the red button. It'll go ding. And then if you click the bell after you subscribe, you'll get notified about our next show. And the next show. And the next show. And all the shows we do. It's splendid and worthwhile. Now today, we're going to be talking about the Fire TV. Yes. Let's go over here and look at this. This is the box that the Fire TV comes in. Okay. But even beyond that, I actually have a real live, genuine Fire TV. It looks like a Borg cube. You know, resistance is futile. Yes. Well, anyway, it's heavy. This little dude is heavy, but there's a reason for its heaviness. Okay, let me come over to there to this camera so you can see it from this angle. Notice the ports. You have an Ethernet port. I don't mean to be shouting to you, but I'm right on top of my microphone. But you have here an Ethernet jack, okay? Now, the cool thing about the Ethernet jack is this allows you to plug directly into a wired Ethernet network. No fooling around with Wi-Fi, which, depending on your Wi-Fi, can be problematic. Also, we have the IR extender and the power. That's the next two little buttons here, or connections. They're not buttons, they're connections. And then we also have a USB port. By the way, I forgot to mention that. Above the Ethernet jack is a USB port. Now that is just a plain old USB 2, but all it's for is connecting an external USB drive to have content on and or to extend the internal memory of the cube, the Fire TV cube. And then we have an HDMI in and out, okay? And this is a 4K device, and it will handle 4K TVs and displays, okay? Cool stuff. So that is the physical hardware. And like I said, it's heavy. It's got some meat to it. So I like it. Got it for Christmas as a Christmas present. And let me put this over here where it won't fall off. I don't want making noises. Hey, I don't want it to fall off the floor and get damaged. That would be bad. But the other thing is, I just don't want making noise. Rattling, crunching, grinding gear noises. Never good for a Fire TV Cube. Anyway, the whole Fire TV Cube thing is that it gets you into the Fire TV world. Now, this here is a Fire TV stick. Okay, this is what I had before I had the cube. So, this stick is a Fire TV 4K stick. Has a cable that plugs into it and then plugs into power. You can either power it off the back of your TV. Most modern TVs have a USB port that you can power devices like this. And then it is wireless. So, if you are in a situation, I'm going to put it over here where you can see a little better. If you're in a situation where wireless is iffy on your network, then you got a solution here. The Fire TV Cube. Which is why I like it. Not that my Wi-Fi is bad. It's not. I have really good Wi-Fi. Got a good router. Good extension. I live in a condo, so it's not like it has to go, you know, 5 acres or anything like that. So, not a problem with Wi-Fi. But, call me a Luddite. Which I don't often say. But call me a Luddite. But here's the thing. A wired connection for me, just for me, is always better than Wi-Fi. No matter how good your Wi-Fi is, wired is better. Just saying. Okay, so that's good. So, why get a Fire TV? I'm glad you asked that question. Because a Fire TV is a device to receive media content. Without the content, you don't have much of anything, right? So, let's take a look at the content right now. All right, we're looking at the Fire TV. And you notice down at the bottom where it says, what you can tell she that shall not be named to show you. Well, that's the great thing about the Fire TV Cube. It's also a she that shall not be named. All right. So if we go with the remote over to the various apps. Apps are basically the software installed for a given channel. So for instance, this app here is, and it says preparing TV. This is the channels DVR application. These are our local channels. Now, as I record this, it's 3:04 on a Saturday. And so we have on CBS, we have a college basketball game, Murder, She Solved on the Crime Channel, Bones on the Mystery Channel, etc. These are all over the air through my antenna. And then it comes in through the channels DVR application, the Fire TV application for channels. Now, the channels app is what I use with my HD Home Run receivers to receive that. Now, let's go over to Speak Faith TV. This is the Christian teaching channel, 24-hour streaming channel, and also Roku and Fire TV channel or app. So the Fire TV app for SpeakFace.tv is freely downloadable. You click on it, and you can see that it will show you what is on SpeakFace TV right up to the minute. So this was posted this morning, January the 14th, as I record this. That's the current date, 2023. So there's my program, and then how to use one of our applications, a little video idea on that, and other ministers are available here as well, okay? So that's how SpeakFaith.tv, the Fire TV app, works as an application. We can exit that, and then we have lots of other applications. I used to have a Tableau, so I have that installed. I get a lot of my cable broadcast stuff from Philo, because really, for about $24.95 a month, you get a whole lot of channels on Philo, and they happen to be the channels, the cable, quote-unquote, cable TV channels that I want to see. You may have a channel that's missing off of it, but you can check it out. I really like Philo. Could really highly recommend it. Lots of other applications that are available here. You can download the ones you're interested in. For instance, for a while I was using Friendly TV, actually not using that anymore. But for instance, YouTube, let's look at that. We can go in. Now I have certain things programmed, press and hold for more options. I could do that here on the remote and be able to do more with it. But basically, you notice it's synced to my account, Dr. Bill Bailey account. We can exit that. So you see how it works in terms of the applications. And down here, the next up for you, these are things that Amazon thinks, based on my watching patterns, I might be interested in. Sometimes they get it right, like I'm a big Star Trek fan. The Dust Channel, which is science fiction. It makes sense. Mayfair Witches, wouldn't be interested, but they think I might be. So it just depends. But the nice thing is they are at least suggesting content based on my viewing patterns, okay? Now, other things that I want to show you that's really handy is the Pluto channel. That's got a lot of free content. This is an absolutely free channel or app, really, on the Fire TV. And man, there's a lot to view there. All of Star Trek is there. All of Stargate is there. I mean, it is amazing what you get for free on Pluto. Major channels or apps, I keep calling them channels because I'm used to Roku. And there it's called channels. But the apps that are available here, HBO Max, Philo, Netflix, of course, my channels DVR app, Paramount Plus, where I get my Star Trek, Funimation, which is a service you can subscribe to watch anime. And then this is great. This is available with your Fire TV Cube or any Fire TV, the ability to download their Silk browser, which is an internet browser. Now, this is important. Not all streaming devices have browser capability. Roku has specifically excluded browsers off of Roku. So I love this about the Fire TV Cube or the Fire TV Stick, is you can go in here and install the what they call internet, just to make it simple, but it's the Silk browser, Amazon Silk. It goes in, and whatever you last viewed, in my case, this is the live channel for SpeakFace TV, which, as I said, I'm the technical director of. You can come here and start playing it, and it will play the live stream, which this, as I punched it, is what was live right at that moment. Now I can back out, exit it, and tell you what let's do. Let me show you something else about that. Let's go back home and then go back to into the internet. Now it's going to go back to where you last viewed. But if we come up here to the top and go here, you can actually punch in any web address that you might be interested in and see it on your screen. I mean, this is simple enough. Let's do Google. L, E, and then .com. I'm having to punch it in with a remote, so bear with me as I punch through this. Then we come down here and hit go. Oops. I mistyped Google. Hey, at least it's on a TV where I'm not going to get infected with anything. Let's go up here. Hit clear. G. O, O. G, and not J. L. E. I think it's weird that somebody registered this website for because of all the people like me that mistype Google. Oh, you know that you're in trouble when you start doing that. Let's go here. And it brings up Bing. Don't you love it? You know why they do that. Because Google has a fight going on with Amazon. So I tried to type Google into the Silk browser, and it takes me to Bing. I have never noticed that before. So you are subject to the possibility of corporate craziness like that. But that's, what are you going to do? But the nice thing is you can see it is a web browser and you can go in and search things, view things, and so forth. And you can even set up favorites. So, I just got a kick out of that. That's pretty good. All right, let's back out of this. Oh, and exit. All right. HBO Max. I mean, there's just so much content available. You could, and Rumble. Now, hey, Rumble. You go into the Rumble app. Okay? Now, the thing about it is, the Rumble app is a work in progress, okay? But Rumble is making some real moves to give Google a run for their, Google and YouTube a run for their money. So, subscribe to my YouTube channel at youtube.com/DrBillBailey and subscribe to my Rumble channel at rumble.com/DrBillTV. One word, Dr. Bill TV. Okay? All right. Well, that hopefully this will give you an idea of some of the content that's available. They're always advertising their properties, Amazon, Prime Video. Amazon now owns Freevee, which is their free TV site, which has some really good content right now. I'm watching Leverage Redemption there, and it is a really cool show. If you ever watch the original Leverage show, it's really awesome. So Freevee is free, non-subscription TV content available on the Fire TV, Fire TV Cube. So there you go. That's how it works. Hope you enjoyed a little overview of what's available on the Fire TV Cube and Fire TV Stick. And let's go back to our regularly scheduled program. Okay, so you've seen what the Fire TV can do and what it is useful for. Now, I personally use it because I love the feature we discussed there about being able to display websites on your TV set. Now, I have a 65-inch TV, and the ability to display your web browser on that large of a TV is useful when you're viewing video from websites, okay, which is what I'm all about for our network, speakface.tv, that I put on, am the technical director for. Fire TV is the best way to go. Now, you might say, well, yeah, but Dr. Bill, you've got a Roku channel for that, and you have a Fire TV app for that. Why do you emphasize the Fire TV? Because it's better. It's quicker. Here's the reason. As soon as I post a video to speakfaith.tv, my video network, it's immediately, instantly available on Fire TV. Roku runs a batch job during the day, and if you happen to start watching at a time that that batch job hasn't run, you won't get the latest content. No matter how much you might want to see it, you can't get the very latest, greatest. Okay? But with Fire TV, you can. So that's one reason I promote it to our viewers for speakfaith.tv. It's just more instant. Okay? That's just beneficial. And I think, my opinion, I think it's faster. I think it's snappier. And I think that it provides a better signal. Now, there has been a recent firmware update of the Fire TV that has addressed issues with sound. There were some problems with Dolby Atmos sound that is now handled with this new firmware update. So Amazon is staying on top of keeping it updated, which is always a good thing, okay? So you need to seriously consider getting a Fire TV Cube. You say, I don't know, Dr. Bill, I don't know if I can justify the expense of a cube like this. It's like $169, could be on sale, do a little better. I love this thing. This is the primary source for all my TV, even the over-the-air antenna TV, because if you looked at our demo that we did of the Channels DVR app, which at the time I was using the Fire TV Stick, works just as well with the Fire TV Cube, if not better, I think faster. And it is worthwhile to get the Fire TV Cube, pair it with the Channels DVR app and your over-the-air antennas to get your local TV, and then all the services that we talked about a few minutes ago when we were demoing how it works for your the rest of your TV needs. Okay? So as cord cutters, we're all cord cutters. I know on this channel because you watch for cord cutter. Why is it that I'm having problems with my tongue today? Cord cutters. I'll stop and take a moment to get it right. Because I know you all want to cut the cord. We're just tired of cable networks gouging us for tons of money for content that we just want to watch. Okay? So, trust you enjoyed this today. Join us again next time. And remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of drbillbailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.
If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.